let's learn. I have to finish a little bit early today. We're on page Kuf Mem Gimel, Eshbach Lefanav Sichi, the Sugi of his Baidus, and the world of his Baidus, on the bottom of Kuf Mem Gimel, again, it's Perek Yud Aleph. Sort of in the middle of Perek Yud Aleph, the paragraph beginning with the words, Lefamim Adam Misorah Medivrei Atzma. So all of this is to explain what Rabbi Nachman meant when he said, Hadibur Ba'atzmo Yeshlo Kor Gadol. Hadibur Ba'atzmo Yeshlo Kor Gadol. That words themselves, speech itself, has tremendous koyach. The subject of this parak is when a person doesn't feel that he has anything to say, or can't say anything, or is blank, or frozen, there's nothing doing, nothing there. And Rabbi Nachman says that Dibur Ba'atzmo Yeshlo Kor Gadol, that even if you don't have the words now, that by beginning to speak and pushing yourself to speak, the words will come. So let's learn. Lefamim adam misayir medivrei atzmo, kok toch kidei shoyim bakashas utchinas. Sometimes you don't have any. There's no hisaris at all. You don't feel anything. You don't have any feeling. And you don't have any words to say, and you just start to say them. You force yourself to say them. You start to say certain bakashas and certain tchinas. And what happens? Not always, but Rabbi Nachman explains in Torah Ayin Resh, "Kamo shi'esh yisayrus mi'adam l'chaveri." The same way that there's a certain energy, a certain electricity that passes between one person and another. If you're sitting by yourself in a room and there's one other person, it's not going to happen. It won't usually happen when there's a crowd and you're distracted. But if you're in a room and there's a person sitting someplace by himself, and it could be that person b'chlal didn't see that you came and didn't hear that you walked in. And that other person sitting in the corner is under his talus or sitting by herself in the corner saying Tehillim or whatever it is, certain tchinas and bakashas with a lot of emotion. So all of us have been in that situation, maybe on either side of that, but it causes the person to feel, the one who stepped in, to feel, usually to feel a hisarus. And you see that when you're in the presence of that, not if you're with your chevra and the guys are talking, you know, but if you're just there, and you happen to be fortunate enough to catch this individual in the midst of his or her tchinas and bakashas, Rabbi Nachman says, "As chaveru misarim, you know, as chaveru misarim gamke," that causes the other one to have his service also. It brings to his service as well. Because there's a hisaris, ki misar mechavero, because you're misar from the other, thank you. You're misar from the other person. Well, maskal istakla asma. You begin to think about yourself. It happens very quickly. This individual sitting in the corner someplace, wrapped up in his tilim or his trinus, and it causes you to begin to take another look at yourself. To look at yourself. Rabbi Nachman says, "Minasara gamke," and that brings to his service as well. Omaschalar megamkin bakoshes b'service alayv. And then something opens up inside of you, and you can begin to say also, you can begin to daven with his service because of that person that affected you. One of the great challenges of what has taken place with this business with the Zoom and with all the video stuff is that it's not the same energy. It's not the same when you're on a film as opposed to when you're on a camera as opposed to when you're in the room with the person. There's a certain inyan that we've spoken about many times over the years that that there's a awareness of one neshama in the presence of another neshama. But when, that's when two living people are together in the room. And oftentimes it's even if they don't say a word, no one's saying anything. There's a feeling of his service. I mentioned that last week, especially by tzaddikim or tzaddikim. Like Reb Mendel Vorka, he spoke 8 times. He was Rebbe for 40 years. He only spoke 8 times. And he, and those 8 times that he spoke, each one was like a sentence. They're unbelievable. But he spoke 8 times in 40 years. But they say that the Hesiris and the Bechias and the what was going on when they sat in his presence was something astonishing. Because the neshamas are bound one with the other, and when there's Ashgacha, that they're together in the same place. That's not when you're over the camera, but when you're in the same place. There's also something, a little bit, there could be something, but it's certainly not the same. It's not the same. But when you're together in the same place, there's that connection between one neshama and the other neshama. Now, Rabbi Nachman says a very deep thing. He goes a step further, Rabbi Nachman. He says, why do you think this is only when there are two people? Like you walked in, you're Reuven, and you walked in, and Shimon is sitting in the corner doing his thing, davening, whatever, with his service. And then you're in a spell from that. So Rabbi Nachman says, why is that only when there are two people? That could also be when there's one person. It could also be when there's one person. Listen to what he says. K'mar chen yesh etzel ha'adam atzmo hisaros minei ubei. Shemisar mitach divrei atzmo. What he's saying is that it's one thing when you have Shimon is sitting, then Reuven walks in, and there's this energy that's moving from Shimon to Reuven. He says that a person, one person himself, although when he begins to say something, is ki'ilu with somebody else. So Rabbi Nachman is saying to start saying bakashas and tchinas. You don't feel like it. You have no feeling at all. You're blank. So it's okay, Poseidon. You need some help, right? You need some help. So we could use like another person in the room, like some Ayved in the room, some big davener in the room. That's not what's happening right now. And you're at his bardus and there's nobody around. So he said, you begin to say the words. Just start to say words. Now, when you begin to say the words, warm words of davening, warm words of turning to Hashem, even though you have nothing going on inside of you. But when you begin to say the words, so at the beginning, it's like ki'ilu there's somebody else, because you don't feel that. So who's the guy that's talking? It's Maisha B. That's whatever. That's Yehuda B. It's somebody else. I mean, somebody else, because I'm not diving right now. I have absolutely nothing, no feeling. I'm blank, I'm frozen. So then what are you doing? I mean, you're sitting in front of a mirror, right? If there are two images of yourself, right? So you think so, and you see one of you is davening, and the other of you, that's key, that's what's happening. If you imagine that, you're sitting in the room by yourself, and Rabbi Nachman said, start to say good words. Start to say Yiddish Averte, warm words to God. So if it was possible to see this physically, then there would be two of yourself. One is sitting like this, like, you know, a kid sitting in the class, like this, or the way we sometimes feel and sit. And the other is the alter image of yourself that wants to daven and is actually saying some stuff. So Ibn Nachman says that you, the empty, bored, lifeless, frozen one, can take a look at Moshe Beis that's sitting there and screaming, Chomoluch HaNavshi, Chomoluch HaVesar. You could use this a lot also when you're in a Rikud or when there's a Nagunim. or even if you're by yourself and you sing a niggun, many, many times you could use this word. Menachem is a very deep etza. So see yourself, ke'ilu, it's you, and you're, there's nothing really going on. But then the one that's screaming out, Samach HaNavshi, is sitting next to you, or in the corner, under his talus. But it's you. And you're watching yourself screaming in the corner, Tzomolach HaNavshi, Kavolach HaVasa. You watch yourself. So Ibn Nachman says, you could be Masara from such a person. You could have a Gevaldik Masara from such a person. That's really what you want to do. Vaharaya, you stepped outside of your life for a couple minutes to go for his bodhus. You just don't have anything. You want to, but you don't have anything. It's empty. So, of course, Rabbi Nachman didn't believe that a Jew was ever empty. We don't believe a Jew is ever empty. It's no such thing. It's just a laholech. So, you divide yourself. Send the frumma part of who you are to sit over there with the tilim or with the hezbaydus to start saying words. That's the frumma part of you, the one that's more excited. Send that part of you. And the present part of yourself that's bored and lifeless, just pay attention to the other one. Just observe the other one. That's what you're saying. Observe the other one. Look inside. Let's see the words. K'merchen yesh eitz l'adam atzum hisaris minei ubei. There could be hisaris minei ubei from within the person himself. Shemisari mitach divrei atzmai. That you could be misayir from the words that you're saying. You yourself could have hisaris from the words that you're saying. Ki'ilu, there are two people in the room. Dahainu sh'oime bakashas utchines b'sayiris v'tzayik v'ayli. Now, this Moshe Beis that's sitting in the corner screaming, he's going, oy vey, 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 vey. And in the beginning, you look at him like, it's you'll be looking like, what's your problem? Right? What's your problem? And he's saying, vay li. That's his inyan that he's screaming at. And you look at him like he's a stranger. He's weird. U'besoich kach nes'or mizeh. And somehow, the soich kach, there's his oirus, there's some awakening, the soich kach, l'stakel atzmo, to look at yourself and say, hey chanani, where am I? There's that part of me that I want to be, and there's what I want to do, and here's me at the present time. So you ask yourself, Mi ani, heichan ani. So who am I, and where am I? Umitzoeg kach. And who's that guy who's screaming vayli? Meaning, it's you. But who's that guy screaming vayli? And not only that, but let's say he's screaming out stuff about like things that are going on in his life. And you say, ah, that mama sounds familiar to me. That sounds familiar to me. Oy, when I have this kid, when I have that kid, oy, if I have no parnosa, I'm not going to be able to pay the mortgage this month. And you start thinking, this guy, Mamish, has the same like inyanim as me. Oy, what I have, and I have tsaros, I have my wife, I have tsaros from the goldfish turned over. And the guy, he is goldfish, he has a wife. Also, the wife's not talking to him, the goldfish are dying. He's got like a whole... Like there was a Jewish comedian, he could still be alive, he's a big mushkas. But he once had, as part of his shtick, he was saying how he wanted to end his life. So he went up to a tall building and he jumped from this tall building. You know, they say that you see your whole life flash in front of your eyes, right? So he said that I saw like grandpa by the barbecue, and I see like this one. You know, he's describing stuff that he saw on his way down. And then he said, I realized, like, as I was halfway down, that I don't really know any of these people. He said, I'm such a lo yuslach that they didn't even flash my own life in front of my eyes because my life was so miserable and boring. They decided that they would just flash somebody else's life. I might as well enjoy myself on the way down because my life is so nothing. Why should they show me my life? He went to say, what a lo yuslach I am, what a nobody, how worthless I am. They wouldn't even show me my own life. That's how boring it is. So you're sitting there, and this other part of you is is screaming out, Vaheli, oi. And the guy's saying, I have tzaros from this kid. I have tzaros. Kid's got the same name as me, as my kid. And then he says, oh, and what's going to be with Chai Sprinzer? What's going to be with my wife, Chai Sprinzer? So he's also to my Sprinzer's a very rare name. He's also my Chai Sprinzer, right? And he's saying, Vaheli, that those are his tzaros. Oh, I don't have any, my life, I got nothing. I'm not thinking. You don't think about anything. You're in that zone of it, frozen. That's why you're not able to daven. But this guy's a davener. He's a davening straw. And you're thinking it's Rachmanis on this guy. He has such an aggravation from his kid. And he's got such problems with his wife. And he has no pranas, right? I feel bad for this guy. Umitzoreikach. But then you start to ask, hey, Chanani, where am I? Umitzoreikach. And who is screaming about his kid and his pranas? Who is it that's screaming about his kid and his pranas? Hello, Vaheli. Vaheli. That's me. Vaheli. Limamish. That's me. That's me. Vaheli. And Vai means, oi, I have problems. I have sorrows. Vaheli. Umaschel Shainis Litzoig Vaheli. And then Rabbi Nachman says, you start to scream now again. Nachamo, Vai Li. But now it's Li Daika, meaning now it's Mamish me. This is me. Li Daika. Vav Shabbat Chilin in Melai Kilo, Gamkin Omer Bemis Karoi. And Kolza Achakach, Roina Hefresh, and Kodim La Achakach, Bavain. Now he says that when you began, it was like somebody else that was screaming. But it was your voice, it was everything about you. But you can't compare that to how at this point how you're feeling that it's mamish you. Because of course it's imagination. Of course it's not really a second person, it's really you all along. Rabbi Nachman says, but you can't compare how you were crying Vaheli a minute ago to how you're saying those same words Vaheli right now. Because when you first were saying Vaheli, it was somebody else. It was you, but it was just acting out. But now the Vaheli has returned to its maker, to its owner, and you can't compare this. It's a different, even though the words are the same words. And if you were put on a tape recorder from before, and it was the exact same thing, vai, what am I going to have with this? What's going to be without? When am I going to do tshuva? What's going to be Rosh Hashanah? You know, and if you put on that tape, it might sound like it was even stronger or more moving than the second half of the tape. But Rabbi Nachman says, you can't compare. The first one was when you were apart from yourself and you were acting it out, what you really wanted to say. But the second part of the tape is you're saying it. You. Not that part that you sent to say it, but really yourself. And you can't compare that.
I mean, is Rabbi Nachman saying this is a metzius of what happens when a person starts talking, or we should actually try and have this
in mind
that we're having this dialogue and listening to ourselves and trying to, or is it just this is the way it is?
That's a good question. I'm not 100% sure. Is this an Eitzah? The way it's worded is commercial service. It could be understood to mean that it happens in such a way. But I do believe that from other things that I've seen from the Talmidim, that they understood this. Those who were Makabal the Messiah understood this to be a very strong Eitzah. In other words, this is one of the tachsisim, one of our strategies when we walk to some place we want to engage and there's nothing there. We can't do it. So that's what Rabbi Nachman says, the dibur is chazak, yeshakor. It's like somebody else that's screaming in the room. Can you l'chadchila go with that intention? You go with the intention to be one person. That's how we should always begin. But then you see that it's not going. And it's an Eitzah when you're in that situation. So it's a little, in a B'dev, it's the Chalchil in the B'dev. So to be invested as much as you can at that time. This person's problem is they don't have any.
They don't show up.
No. He comes to his brothers.
That's what I'm saying. They come to do it, but it's you know, like saying brachas in the morning.
Right. So there's nothing there. Right. There's nothing there. Right. So he has to invest. That's his investment, and that is a considerable investment, because if we go back the other way, a Madrega, the guy says like, I don't feel like doing that today. I'm not doing it. Right. If we go back, you know, it's not the plus but the minus. If you go back to the minus, the guy just stays at home. He doesn't do anything. Which is the default that we usually live with. I don't feel anything. I'm not going to do anything. What am I, a faker? What am I, what kind of, this is a game? So the minus side is that you don't go. Or what from people who don't have a choice not to go will do is that they'll just go, but they're not saying vai, they're just going ashishu, or whatever it is. They're just without anything. So either the one that doesn't show up at all because he just doesn't have it, or the one who shows up but he doesn't do anything. So Binyan Benish is right. It's not just about showing up. First of all, the fact that the guy showed up is a big thing. That's Aleph. He went. And someone told me that he wanted that. There was a guy that I was talking to, he's been through a lot of ups and downs in his life, all kinds of stuff. And I was talking to him last week, and he said that, he said, Rebbe, if I die before you, I said, oh, then make sure they put on my mitzvah, that they should put on my mitzvah, I showed up. I came. That's because he says, he goes to the shul. He goes. He just says, nothing's happening. But just at least put there that I showed up. I showed up. It's a big thing. To come is a big thing. See, the kids, this is the problem that the parents have with the kids. Because the kids, especially the boys, they don't know yet the whole Indian of making believe and faking and lying. So the kid doesn't want to go to shul. He just puts the blanket over his head. And the father's standing there Shabbos morning. He says, shul's in 10 minutes, shul's in 10 minutes. What's the matter with you? I told you, and you're not getting dressed in shul's. And the kid's saying, no, leave me alone. Or if he doesn't have chutzpah or something like that, he'll say, you go ahead, I'll get there. Because limdu l'shanim loy mashaker. They don't lie. They only learn how to lie from us. Because then the kid will show up in shul, and he looks at his father, and his father's sleeping in shul. So the kid's thinking, that's strange. He told me I have to get up to go to shul. And when I did. And when I got to shul, eshluft. Then I find my father like this. So the kids learn over time that this is just a game. But the truth is, the father wants to show up. But the kid's too honest at that point in his life and too simple to know that there's a big Indian just to show up. He doesn't know that. So he feels like he's being dragged to shul. He doesn't want to go. He just wants to stay in bed. He's being honest. I don't want to go. His father felt the same way, maybe. But his father ended up going. And to go is already a chashuv thing. To go is a big thing.
Good that he knows that he only showed, let's say whether he showed up, because at least he recognizes that it's just that there's room to improve.
Right. Which is a madrega. It's a madrega. I showed up. No, it's a madrega of wanting. It's a madrega of, that's why, sometimes, I'm always trying my head to be on a schus when I'm not in shul. Sometimes, and there's a lot, this talking going on and diving and everything, and it makes me crazy, because I was crazy with that many, many, many years before the shul started. But then once the shul, so I'm able to daven here, we're able to daven without that. And so it makes me crazy. So one of the places I go to in my head is I always try to say, listen, he came to shul. He had came to shul. It's a big Indian that he came to shul. So I try to be Mlamas Chus to try to help, pull me out of this iron roar that I have, not to think badly about the guy. It's not even thinking badly about that guy. It's just like, how could you, why did you come to shul? You're just talking. Here it's intolerable. But I don't have a choice. I'm not the balabas when I go someplace else. I'm just another guy that's in shul. Here, so I have a little bit of a dibur here because of my position, and we have the old chevra, so then I can make a mecha, But if I'm a guest someplace, especially the worst thing is like it's the family simcha, like some in some shul, and there's a shavuot brachos or a bar mitzvah, and there I feel chbintaka epis a balabas, you know, like I think maybe I am a little bit of a balabas over here, but then I know my wife would say, you know, it's not your simcha, just don't say anything, which I don't say, because it's not my place, but here is my place. And I'm happy because everybody here feels also that it's his place. So, you know, you could say something, but there's no question that Binyan Beinish is right, that showing up and going is already, that's already the beginning of the investment. But then this person who already is listening to such an ace and he says, vai, and he starts to talk, he's already 60, 70% on the way, right? He just has to pay attention to that and to ask the question, okay, so Efani, Echanani, Umiani, but he's already come quite a distance, as opposed to the person that just says, "Man, I'm not feeling anything. I'm staying home," or even the one that says, "All right, I'll go," but he just goes to regular thing with his minion. He's not going out to his burdens. When you're already taking walks someplace, you're going by yourself for the purpose of his burdens, right? You're going somewhere by yourself. You're already. You're on the way. Sure. You're not happy with the matzah. You're on the way, and then on top of that, you just start to scream out things without any feeling. You just have to scream out Gevalt, whatever, or to thank Hashem, or to sing a niggun, whatever it is, something of your own. You start to do. Now you're already pushing it 80-90%, and then Rabbi Nachman says, then you just have to start to ask yourself, you know, these questions, Heichanani, and you could then take from yourself. And you can go home, Madrega.
How would the Matseva in Hebrew, I showed up?
Higati. Or Bati. Higati, Bati, whatever. Something like that. Which is a little bit different when I told once my kids, they had this morbid conversation, Yontif, a few years ago about Matsevas, because they were in the cemetery. So I said to put on mine, Nisisi. I tried. So that's already a little bit of a higher madrega than showing up. Is I try. You see, you see. It's a good musa sefer to walk. Not that I'm recommending to walk around cemeteries. Look at it, but there's a musa that comes with looking at matzevus. So there's a big musa that comes with it. So this is Rabbi Nachman's etza. That vayli li daika. That the li at a minute. Until now, the word li, me, was like somebody else talking. But I don't feel this. Rabbi Nachman says, but the dibur is strong. And since you have an efshel kiss, you don't stop. You have an efshel kiss. And you're saying good words, Jewish words. And you have an efshel kiss. So then the li becomes you. It returns to you, to the owner. Then the Mechaber says, "Pamim rabos b'tchila says bordos ein hoda mesugel ledaber klal." Sometimes at the beginning of his bordos, you can't speak at all. And Rabbi Nachman says, "We'll see that it's a very chashuv thing just to come, even if you don't say a word, just to come. It's a very chashuv thing." So this person says, "Ein hoda mesugel ledaber klal b'frat kishul mesuva b'tzaros haguf anefesh." Sometimes it's because you're so completely surrounded by all kinds of tzaras, you have all kinds of difficulties, that it's you're so broken, you can't talk. Well, Zek Kosser Rabbeinu Matar Reish Ayin Tes, so Rabbi Nachman says about this matzav, V'chein b'hisoyrus milamata. Now we come to Rosh Hashanah, look how it says Gofer Protes. V'chein b'hisoyrus milamata. Tzarek shiyeh milamata kotzer. At the bottom, Rabbi Nachman says, it has to be small or tight at the bottom. What does that mean? Tzarech she'yeh milamata kotzer. The b'chinas, it says in Tillim, v'diber pi batzar li. In English, Tovda Melch was saying, my mouth spoke when I was in distress. My mouth spoke when I was in distress. It's interesting also, it sounds like two different people. My mouth, like there's a mouth and there's me. Not usually you would say I spoke when I was in distress. my mouth spoke when it was in distress. It's odd. The Diber Pi Batsarli, you can just say Dibarti. I spoke. The Diber Pi Batsarli. Reb Nachman is such a thing. You have the Ruach HaKodesh to see this, to come up with this pasuk like this, to pull this out of Tanakh. That the Diber Pi Batsarli, my mouth spoke when I was in distress. Not me. Not Dibarti. The Diber Pi Batsarli. My mouth spoke when I was in distress. And he says, this is Bebechinas Shofar. This is like the Shofar. Now, the way the Shofar is built, the way the Shofar is Shaharchev Harochev Harochev Lamala. The wide part of the Shofar is on top where the sound comes out. That's the wide part. Vaakotzer Hulamate Tzlape. But the tiny little piece is by the mouth, right? The tiny little piece is by the mouth. So Rabbi Nachman says, "Ze bechinas v'diber pi batzarli." My mouth spoke when I was in distress. Hainu. She had sad atzar vakotzer elai etzel pi. The little piece is by my mouth. I'm not able to talk. I'm in a place that's very small. And I'm stuck. I'm in a place that's tsar. Like gesher tsar ma'od. Tight, small, confined. And like the shofar, there's that little piece that's by the Tukeya's, by the Baal Tukeya's mouth, that little piece, a tiny little piece. And you know, it's not so posh to get the sound over there, but that, because it's a tiny little piece. HLP. It's just by my mouth right now. The B'chin is Shofar Kana, like a Shofar. K'moshim is Hine HL David B'chol Tfilo Yisov. We see this over and over by David HaMelech in his davening. That he began in a place of tsar lo ma'od. He began in a place where he felt very small and very crushed and very broken. He felt very tiny. But he didn't stop blowing, you understand? That's David HaMelech. He didn't stop talking. He blew the shofar. He didn't stop. It began, you see by David HaMelech over and over that he began, he could barely get a word out. You could feel like his anguish and his pain, what he's going through. His son Avshalom was trying to kill him. Avshalom began a whole rebellion against his father. We're not talking about, off the derech. We're talking about like making a different derech to kill your father and to take over the whole malchus. That's bad. And David HaMelech was in that place. And we look at the tilim and we say these tilim and the psukim of David HaMelech like this: the diber pi batzarli, but tsaras novel chadamer we had with novel. Throughout Tilim and Shmuel, Sefer Shmuel, all the tzaras that he had. Tfilah lo David. And when he was b'shol hamelech, and when the plishtim, and all the tzaras of his life, he always began in that place where he was. It was hard for him to say a word. He was in the opening. And he was so tzebroch and he couldn't get anything out. But he kept on blowing. He kept on talking. And then you look as that capital goes on, you see as that chapter of Tilim goes on, then you see like the Shofar. It's amazing. Then you see the Rav, it began. But Tzar, Herchavtali, but Tzar Osali. And then, you follow the capital, and then you say, wow, it's like a shofar gets wider and wider and wider, until by the end of this capital, it's like he's blasting the shofar. He didn't come into the room feeling like that big thing. He came to the room feeling nothing, tiny, nothing, zero. That's how he felt when he came into the room. He didn't come like, you know, invite a couple of his friends and say, guys, I got some great kapilach to, you know. You got to hear this. Like, you know, these people that write Nigunim as opposed to the Nigun working on the Nigun. And somebody that just makes up a Nigun. He wasn't making up So I mentioned my slichas. I said the David Melch from Rav Moshe Freundin. David Melch gave a clap and said, there's a new song. I have this new song. That's if he tortured himself. That's a song of tshuva. Mamish. But when you read the kapitlach like that, you see, and you say the kapitlach like that, and you go with David Melch, it's like traveling with him through the shayf. Until finally he comes out. Ana Hashem Hashiana, Ana Hashem Atzlich. That's why Chazal tells us that there's certain kapitlach that's Mizmul David, sometimes it's David Mizmul. Mizmul David is when David Melch was already like in a place of, he was in a place of singing. But then there was L'David, and only through the only David eventually came to the Mizmul. First, sometimes the first Mizmur, L'David, and L'David Mizmur. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. K'moshim Mitzina Eitel David, B'chol Tfil Oysov, like you see by his davening. And through that mizmor, you came to Ruach HaKodesh. You came to David. That's Rabbi Nachman's words. Ach emesi, so he explains. Shugam im lebesayif la yuchal ledaber muma. But the truth is that even if you try this and it's not working, or you just get there and you can't say anything, there are no diburim at all, and you can't even blow through the little opening. There's nothing. Tzorach l'adash shehachana shul muchan va'oymid lefnei Hashem. I remember there was a wrestler that told me that there was a spot that he went to that he drove for 2 hours. To get to a certain place, because in that place he had in the past he had very very beautiful zibardos. He drove 2 hours to get to this spot. He said, "I got there, I couldn't say I had nothing." But he didn't get up and leave. He said he sat there like a half hour, 40 minutes. He sat there and he had his chaskas from that, and he believed that was important. That was meaningful.
That's what
exactly
was going on. He went there and it didn't.
Yeah.
And eventually he just came.
Yeah, but he said that he couldn't, he didn't come to any words at all. He just sat there. He said he was in such a place that he couldn't, he thought that he would get there and it would, you know, whatever, it didn't happen. But he went there and he said that, and he drove so far to get to this place. But it didn't make him depressed, that's it. Like a regular person would just say, it didn't work, it's terrible. What's the whole thing about, doesn't it? He was oh, Hashem, I went 2 hours each way. He went to his boy to this thing and didn't say anything. And I'm sure that the Baruch Shalom made into a beautiful tefillah, whatever, just the sitting there, the Baruch Shalom made into some kind of a big thing. He couldn't say the words. But Rabbi Nachman said, Tzorach ladash, shahachana shul muchan va'omid lefnei Hashem. The fact that you went and you wanted to sit alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chafetz u'mishtoikerik ledabri imam. And not only that, you wanted very much to speak to him. The chafetz u'mishtoikerik ledabri imam. Avsheni yochel. You couldn't. Ze ba'atzmo gam ken tov mo'ay. This is also very good. Very good. And it's a big, big no-no by Rabbi Nachman to compare yourself to other times that it worked for you and didn't work. That's absolutely the worst thing to do, to start to look, How come I was matzliach last week? And whatever. That's never, ever such a thing, ever.
Because he's quoted to support the English expression, fake it till you make it.
Yeah, except the word fake it has a very negative connotation. Because, again, we're talking
about...
Yeah, because the person doesn't feel like saying these words, so you could describe it as an act of faking it. But, again, faking implies that the whole thing is dishonest. But that's not. Because this person, like we said before, this person went to do his bardus. So it's not like somebody stopped. But you see the power of Dibur, that even if a person's mamish faking it, sometimes it comes to. That's what we learned last week, that you have to be careful what you say. Because you could be saying something that's altogether mamish, that you were faking it, and it could have, it could do something. And when it's something good, that's great, but if it's something that's not good, it could be bad. So you have to be careful. You know, there's a tremendous kach. Like Ibn Nachman says, Dibur has a tremendous kach. It could be good, and Chas Shom could be bad. But here the person wants it. He wants this. He intends for this to happen. It's just, it's not happening. Because of Sham, Sha'al Zeba'at, Motzach, Shi'ispalo. If you have nothing to daven about, then one of the best things you could daven for in that situation is, Baruch Shalom, I don't know what to do. I can't daven. I don't feel like davening at all. I don't know what to do. So you daven about that. Shi'iskal Dabedi Burm of Hashem. Help me, Baruch Shalom, be mezakeh me. Please help me that I should be able to speak to you. But of course, you're already speaking to him when you're saying that. You're already speaking when you say. Like I've told you many times, Rabbi Nosson says that, you know, there's this, Chazal tells us, this, like this back and forth that we're stuck with Hashem, that Hashem says, Shuvu Eilai V'Ashuv Lechem. Right? Hashem says to us, do Shuvu, come back to me. And we say, Hashem and Hashem Lechem no Shuvu. Right? Hashem, you come back to me. You know, so we're at this like standstill. So Rabbi Nosson said that when you say the words, Hashem and Hashem Lechem no Shuvu, as if you bring me back, I'll go back to you. The very fact that you're saying Hashivena Shem Lechem Nashuva means that you're already going back, right? If you're saying Hashivena Shem Lechem Nashuva, and Hashem says Shuva Elai Vashuva, and you're saying Hashivena Shem Lechem Nashuva, I'm not returning to you. You bring me back. I can't do it. I'm not returning to you. No. So Rabbi Nosson said, but if you're saying Hashivena Shem Lechem Nashuva, it means you're already on your way back. The very fact that you're asking, bring me back to you, means that you want to be back, and that's already called davening. That's already tshuva. That's the beginning of tshuva, because you're asking Hashem for Hashem and Hashem lachem no shuva. So it's like Hashem is winking. He says, no, shuva elai v'shuva elech. But you're already in that place of tshuva, because that's what it means. Hashem and Hashem lachem no shuva. You're already in that place. So because of Hashem, shal zebaas v'sarach shi'ispal. It's a big tefillah that, and by the very fact that you're davening, you should be zochev at diburim lefnei Hashem. That already means you're in the parish of Hezbollah. This really into the parish of Hezbollah. It's not just an outsider. You're really in the parish of Hezbollah. You went, and you're asking for help. That's already Hezbollah. And even if you find that it didn't open you up, and you just asked Hashem, and He didn't help you, You're ready with Mekayim, a very strong thing in his bodhis that you were able to say to Hashem, in all honesty, I'm not davening. I'm not able to daven to you. That's a very big thing. It's very honest, it's a very big step forward. And oftentimes Hashem will help and the Diburim start to come. And if not, so you did what you could. So I will stop here.